Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dakota, are you going to be in a better mood by the end of this?
Shut up. If you keep asking me.
By the way, yeah, he loves when you keep asking that question, too.
I told you, I'm in a fine mood. I'm just tired. Can I not be tired?
No, you can't be tired. Not when you're the talent.
Great point.
Well, I think the first question, should we intro the podcast, I guess? I guess this is an episode of the podcast, so we should intro it.
Correct.
Welcome back to the Compound. First ever Compound interview for a position in the Compound. That's accurate.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. So Nora, I guess we'll tell the story. So Nora reached out on Instagram and sent a message to all of us with her resume asking if we needed an intern or assistant. We hadn't really thought that we needed an intern or assistant until we got the message and we started talking about it. We thought, well, why don't we just interview her and see how it goes. So I think the first question should be, what do you think you would do as the intern or assistant for the Compound Podcast presented by Parse Rum?
So honestly, what I think I could do, first and foremost, as an intern, I'm seeking out like any and every learning opportunity that you guys would be willing to give to me and just expand my skill set and ability to add value to a company or organization or podcast. So ultimately, I'd be willing to fill any role that you guys think that you need help in. But where I think my current skill set could really help you guys out and add the most value is with social media. So I know that right now you guys are promoting the podcast through your personal platforms, which is really cool, awesome. You guys have great following, so definitely helps out there. But I think creating platforms and pages specifically for the Compound will give fans a space to really engage with the content on like a 24/7 basis rather than just the 30 to 40 minutes of podcast time that they get each week. So I think it'd be a great way for fans to ask questions and submit ideas for content or guests that they want to see, enter giveaways that you guys could have, and really just reshare the podcast on their own personal platforms to then increase the like overall following of the podcast and audience. I'm not a social media expert, but with experience I've had in previous roles that I've had, especially with our university's baseball team, I helped run their Instagram account. And then as well as some like experience with Photoshop and Illustrator, I think I could help create digital content and graphics for the page as well. But again, that's just like one avenue that I think I could add value, but would be willing to help you guys in any way that you see fit.
I think the answer lined up with her resume is way too qualified to work for our podcast.
I wouldn't say that. I would not say I'm way too qualified, but thank you.
Do you have experience in creating some of those social videos or any of the editing stuff that goes along with that?
Yeah. So I don't have a ton of experience in like video content creation, but with like Photoshop and Illustrator, I've had some classes and experience with that. Again, I'm not an expert by any means, but I love to learn about things. And when I don't know something, I'm going to find the avenues and like experts that do know and then implement what I've learned into what I'm working on. So I do have experience with like Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter for our university's baseball team. And then as well as like with I coach travel volleyball, so helped run their Facebook page. So I have experience there as well.
And you're in school right now. What year are you?
Yeah, I'm a senior at Olivet.
And you're in Kankakee down in Bourbonnais, right?
Yeah, so I'm from Manteno, Illinois, which is about 15 minutes north of Bourbonnais. But yeah, I'm in Bourbonnais.
That wasn't English.
That's a made-up place,
Happy,
right?
Yeah, when Happy asked that question, I go, what?
That's where the coffee roaster is.
Oh.
Connect is there, so I've been there a few times now.
Yeah, I think the people from Connect went to Olivet.
And T, who graciously let us stay there, she's from Kankakee.
I have a very weird connection to her. I was talking to my family the other day. I was talking to my family the other day, and like a while back, like probably two seasons ago, I heard from like a family friend that their friend who is who owns the compound, she's like, oh yeah, like Ian Happ's staying at my house out in Arizona.
Talk
yeah.
about a small world.
Small world.
So you interned for King County, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did you guys ever play in King County?
Nah, they were
I think they were in the other division.
But did
Were they still a team? Yeah, we
didn't. Yeah, they were. We didn't play. I think we were both moved up before we went there on that side of division.
The Cubs used to be King County.
Yeah, but they were the Diamondbacks when we played them.
Yeah.
So what did you do for King County? What was your internship?
Yeah, so with King County, I was part of their Cougar Crew, which I know it's a very unfortunate name. My dad made so much fun of me for that. But it's like their promotions, like on-field in-game promotions team. So I was in charge of like executing those every half inning, or executing like corporate sponsorships throughout the game. And then also like some grassroots marketing efforts, like outside of games and like on non-game days, we'd go to like local fairs and events and just promote the team and get fans interested and hand out free tickets. So it was a really awesome experience. And I honestly did not want to go to work any day. It was so much fun. And just great, great learning experience.
Double negative, first knock on the interview. Sorry.
What?
She said not. It's a double negative.
My bad.
Mark it down, Dakota.
Yeah, hey, that's in the notes. One mark against it. I'm so sorry.
You applied for you're going to be with Iowa this year too, right?
Yeah. So I got a marketing and sales internship with them for this past summer. But as you guys know, with COVID, it got canceled. So I was pretty bummed about that, but just have to roll with the punches sometimes, and things happen for a reason. And so just using that setback as motivation to keep trucking along and moving forward. So that's still an opportunity for next summer. If I want to, my boss did reach out to me and say that could be a possibility. So I might still go back there next summer, but we'll see where we're at when it comes to that.
Who is supposed to be your boss?
His name was Randy Weyhoffer. I might remember his last name.
He's a GM, yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's a great guy.
He really cared about the players too, which is huge.
Yeah, yeah, he was super awesome and just super like willing to be flexible, and it was awesome.
When it was snowing, he would be the first person. Nope, we're not playing. Yeah, not
that's
playing.
That's why we love him. So, what are your goals eventually? Like, what after you're done with college, and do you want to work in baseball? Is that what you want to do? Or
yeah, so baseball is definitely like the area and avenue that I want to go into. I grew up around baseball. My dad played baseball. My brothers played baseball. My dad tried to get me to play Little League, but I wasn't interested. I was more a gymnast growing up in volleyball, but I definitely want to pursue baseball. I'm not sure exactly in what avenue that's going to be right now. Like, I'm marketing focused, but I think through like the early experiences that I have in my career, that could change. But yeah, just kind of keeping my options open and seeing where I think my skills and my passions could add the most value. But yeah, definitely in baseball for sure.
Dakota, anything wrong with that answer?
No, that answer passes okay. The test. That was a good answer.
Do you get to Chicago much? Like, have you spent much time in Chicago? I know you're 55 minutes away or 50 minutes away. Like, if we needed you in the city, because none of us are there right now or in the off season, if we need you to go do something or be in the city, are you able to do that?
Yeah, definitely. I don't get up to the city as much as I'd like to, but I definitely have the ability to. It's just like finding the time and getting my friends to go with me, because my parents aren't too keen on me going by myself. But yeah, so I definitely like to get up to the city, but wish I could take more advantage of it than I do.
Ian, what on earth would you have to have her do in the city?
I don't know. We could have a promo. We could need stuff picked up. If we need something shipped out, if we're doing a compound promo and we need her to go to Wrigley and get a pair of cleats or get a signed ball and ship it out, I have signed balls in my apartment.
Or
I got you.
Ian's box that's supposed to be to us, what, a month and a half ago?
I could have it about the Parse stuff that you guys are supposed to have.
I can definitely help take care of that.
I was going to say.
Good question, Dakota. Good question.
Well, I just don't know when we've ever had to like go to a location for a promo like that.
We haven't. Ian had.
Yeah, that's because I've been the one doing
it. Hey, you've never had an intern before, so it's lots of firsts happening here for the compound.
Very true. What else do you guys have? Do you have anything else? I'm trying to
I have a question. Are you a day one Compound listener?
I am, from the very beginning. And wow, I proved, because, well, it's not on the first episode, but on episode 8, you guys actually answered one of my questions.
Oh, right. That's right.
I don't know if you got that in my message, but.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
Do you remember what the question was?
I asked about like the weirdest superstition that either you or someone else, you know, has had. And you had some really weird answers. But
and you grew up a Cubs fan?
I did. My dad was a huge Cubs fan, so just instilled that from birth. Our dog's actually named Wrigley. Big Cubs fans over here.
Wait, that's strike two. Nothing about the Tigers. Sorry.
Yeah, it's true.
Sorry. I got to show where my loyalty's at for that one.
we're a very pro-Tiger podcast now.
Yes, correct.
I guess we'll have to stretch my fandom.
Just a little bit.
Any questions for us?
I do have one question. What is like your guys' vision for the future of the podcast? Like, where do you guys want to see it go?
That's a great question. I think for us, we've talked about it a little bit on the podcast about what we want to do this off season, but we want to listen to the fans and try to figure out what the fans want from the podcast in the off season, because we're going to have some content to talk about, some trade stuff and free agency. But for the most part, we want to use the time to interview other players or bring on other guests and kind of talk to the fans and give them that experience. But as far as long-term from the podcast, you know, we're committed to this through May, June,
somewhere around there. Right.
May or June. So we're committed through May or June for sure. And then, you know, we're hoping that we have enough of a following and enough of a base that it's something we can continue to do long-term. And, you know, I think that podcasting in the baseball space has become pretty popular. I know that the guys over at John Boy Media, what they're doing with the Yankees and their podcast is really cool. But I think there's a lot of room for expansion. It's just going to be a matter of listening to the fans and trying to, especially the Cubs fans.
Say growing our audience, definitely.
Yeah, and I think that you can, from a social media standpoint, can probably help with some of that, because we think we could reach a larger audience. We can tell more people about it. We can get more people involved. It's just getting the word out.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think social media can help in that aspect. And just the fact that, like, I was previously, or still am, a fan of the podcast, I can bring that perspective onto
the one off there. It was almost like three.
That was a good job battling. You covered well there.
Yeah, so I think I could just bring that added perspective to the podcast and kind of give you guys some insight about what I think works, what it does, what doesn't work. And I don't have the end all be all opinion, but I think it could add like a valuable perspective.
That's strike one on Ian.
Struggling 7 pounds and it's still that loud. Anything else, guys?
She passed my tests.
Good with me.
Ian, the leader.
You never tell someone during the interview if they got the job or not. You have to.
No, yeah. We'll discuss.
You know. She has to listen to the episode to find out if she got the job or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'll put it this way. I like your chances.
That's all I got. Anybody else? No? Nothing? Any other questions?
Got it.
All right. Thanks, Nora. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nora, the intern. Thank you.
Post intern Nora interview commentary from Zach, Dakota, and Ian. Nora is now off of our squadcast recording system video chat thing here. That was impressive.
Way too good for us.
I mean, I said it to you guys. I said after the first question, you said, "What do you think you could do for us?" And she gave like a 3-minute answer. I was like, "Okay, sold." Like, I don't have any more questions. You're good.
The reason why when she sent us the message, I was like, I actually looked at her resume. First of all, the fact that she sent a resume and sent like a very professional message. But then I looked at her resume and I was like, wait a minute. She's been doing stuff in sports for the last like 3 or 4 years. She's probably overqualified to be our intern.
If you're taking the time to like link your resume to a DM, you're not messing around. Like, you actually want to do it. And I was like, because at first I was like, this is a joke, right? And then like I looked, I was like, wait. She's serious.
She's serious. She has. I think she has a plan to grow the podcast. Like, she has a legitimate plan to grow the podcast.
I hope that there are some real employers out there, not like us, who are listening to this and hire Nora, Nora the intern.
Well, I can guarantee you one thing. She interviewed very well, so I can guarantee that we will get her interviews when she's ready to enter the workplace, and that she will interview well and will get a position.
And by we of course mean Ian will do this.
What about if it's with the Tigers?
Yeah, that's true.
The Tigers.
So I think it's safe to say that Nora got the job, right?
I mean, that was...
I mean, yeah, I'll sleep on it, but...
I'm going to need some time to really think about it.
I recorded our screen, so I want to go back and look at it, you know, see her mannerisms, see how serious she actually is about it. Again, back to the first message, I think she's heading in the right direction for sure.
You said that she'd have to wait for the podcast. I'm not going to make that happen. I'm going to email her probably tomorrow and tell her that she got the job. I don't know what episode of the Compound Podcast this is. It's definitely presented by Parse Rum.
This is a bigger milestone than any number we've had.
This is the intern episode presented by Parse Rum. Go get your Parse at Biddy's. We love Parse. You love Parse. Everybody loves Parse.
I went and saw some at Benny's for the first time. I got some.
You got some. I saw that. And
it was the last bottle of 12 year they had. I was like, shocker, they're out of stock. Like,
but Ian asked you to do something and you didn't do it.
He said for me to tweet it. I don't like to tweet stuff.
Why didn't you tweet it? Come on. This is
That's something Nora the intern could do.
NC is going to start getting real pissed at you when you don't tweet stuff.
I get nervous tweeting stuff.
So I guess we can say now that we have hired Nora.
Yes.
Intern Nora.
She's officially part of the Compound Podcast.
She's in a group message, so
That you guys didn't, so we didn't make her wait until this aired, I guess, but you guys didn't respond to the group message. So I'm like the only one talking to her in the group message. I might as well just texted her myself.
I'm going to be honest. I saw that text and I thought to myself, I was like, I should probably say something, but I was like, what do I say?
I said something on Instagram.
I didn't see it.
He did. He said something in the group message on Instagram. He said like, Dakota still hasn't really welcomed her to the compound. So
can I get an updated picture?
No.
This is a joke.
The compound will not let you take the C off your chest or your head.
I'm putting my foot down. I'm shopping for a new logo.
Get somebody to do it.
I will.
Have Blue Wire do it. Have Blue Wire make a new logo.
There it is. I found it on Instagram. Sorry, it was under my requested. I don't know why it's under requested because I follow all three of you, so it's weird.
Probably because you haven't responded to the group message.
I saw a tweet. I saw a tweet after our last episode that said, someone said, like, I've just accepted the fact the first 10 minutes are Zach and Dakota just shitting on Ian. And I was like, yep, it's about right. We got to keep them grounded.
So Nora is going to be, her first task is going to be making a Twitter and an Instagram page. So the compound is now going to have its own social media. And I talked to Obvious Shirts, and we're going to start doing T-shirt Tuesdays. So T-shirt Tuesdays will be some sort of compound T-shirt giveaway. And guess what it's going to be this week?
I like it. Intern Nora.
Intern Nora is going to be a t-shirt at some point and absolutely hilarious. Imagine at Wrigley people wearing Intern Nora t-shirts.
That's the dream.
That is the dream. So this Tuesday, T-shirt Tuesday, it's going to be follow the compound Instagram and Twitter and then tweet or Instagram message a picture of you following, like proof that you followed and maybe commented on our first post. Whoever knows what that's going to be. And then we will pick a couple winners and we will send t-shirts.
I love it. Do they get to pick their own shirt, like shirt of choice of the compound, obviously?
Well, you know, it's nice now that we have an intern.
She's in charge of it, yeah.
Yeah, Nora can handle like reaching out to people and setting it up and it'll be way easier.
She takes it right off her hands. I like that. Our lives are already.
The intern's going to do this. This is really great for us.
We had a lot of trouble doing that stuff before, so you know it's nice to finally have a little help.
Ian had us doing all that work, and it was really,
you know, running back and forth to Chicago and getting stuff.
Yes, I could take in multiple flights there and back to pick stuff up for Ian. And you know, it's going to be a lot easier now.
You know,
you guys were really grinding it up before. This is going to change your lives.
I know. I'm excited.
The playoffs. Playoffs. The playoffs.
Playoffs.
Both CSs went 7 games. I don't really watch a lot of playoff baseball, and I have been watching. I love Freddie Freeman. I think he's the best hitter ever, and the Braves were a really fun team to watch. So I was hoping they would make it. I was actually rooting for the Braves. Sorry, Dodgers fans. So I was watching some of that, and then the Rays, their pitching staff and their bullpen, just ridiculous. So I was watching some of their games too, and I'm pretty excited for this World Series.
I was going to say, I kind of wanted Rays, Braves. I feel like those are two exciting teams to watch. Like, yeah. The Rays staff is disgusting up and down. And then, like you said, the Braves lineup is so fun to watch. And the fact that the Braves made that big of a run without Soroka, Cole Hamels, Felix Hernandez opted out of the whole season, like, those were three guys that were supposed to be the top of their rotation.
You can say the same thing about the Astros, too. They didn't have Verlander. They didn't have, what's this, Yordan Alvarez either?
Oh, that's, yeah, nuts. I didn't have him.
What happened to Yordan Alvarez? I honestly,
Garrett Cole.
I think he was hurt.
Garrett Cole, he left. What do you mean? That doesn't count.
Are you sure?
He's a Yankee great.
Does he have his pinstripes though?
He does not have his pinstripes yet because they lost game five.
But I'm very excited to watch the World Series. And Dakota, you were making a comment about how every time somebody hits a homer in the postseason, it's pimped.
It's if you hit a home run, it doesn't matter what the situation or the score, like, people were pimping it. They were walking minimum three steps. The bats ended up over by the dugout. It's just kind of how it is. And I don't mind it at all.
Bellinger's was so dope. The forward flip.
Yeah, that was sick.
Oh my God, that's so clean.
I have a home run pimping theory in Arlington, which is especially for the Dodgers, because the Dodgers were aggressively pimping home runs. I think it's because of the first base dugout. I think teams with the first base dugout tend to more strongly pimp home runs. Correct. Because you can throw the bat, like, you can hold the bat longer and toss it to the first base side and not offend anybody, or it's less offensive because it's at your dugout, and you can also look in your dugout. And I think they're on top of you screaming at you.
That's the biggest thing. Like, once you do it, you can turn to your dugout and, like, get the dugout fired up. Guys love that.
I think that's why in San Diego was pimping.
Yeah,
did San Diego play in San Diego?
They did before they got knocked out, didn't they?
No,
yeah, the wild card series.
No, okay, that's in Arlington.
No, in the wild card series, they were at home though.
Oh,
yeah. So in the wild card series, they were aggressively pimping home runs when they were coming back against the Cardinals, and I think that was because, you know, their home dugout is a first base dugout.
That's also just in general a fiery team, like, just a team that's young, yes, and talented, and it was fun to watch.
It was a good combination for them to be able to, like, really, like, moon bat flip.
Yeah, it was
just ridiculous.
That's just kind of where we're at now, and I love it. Ian, I feel like you're not a big pimper of home runs, though. Like, I don't know what you would do. I feel like you're more of like a, this is going to really fluff you here. I feel like you're more of a Griffey guy where you drop the bat in the backswing. I'm not saying you're Griffey, but I'm saying that's how I see you. I imagine you, because you have a one-arm finish, letting it go in the back.
I feel like you don't drop it. You just keep it high.
But I'm saying he could.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely not a bat flipper. I couldn't. Even the thought of my bat going into the air, of, like, physically making my bat go in the air, is a tough. I couldn't do it.
Talk to Willie. He'll help you.
Yeah, good point. I can drop the bat quickly left-handed or right-handed. I can kind of do a little bit of the underarm toss, you know, where you hit it and it's in your left hand and you kind of toss it under the arm. I can do a little bit of one of those, but that's about it.
I think the coolest kind of bat flips are the ones like Bellinger's, where it's like a smooth release as you're finishing the swing. Like, when you carry it, it's a little much, but when you like drop it as you hit it, I'm like, that's sick.
I respect any right-handed hitter that can hit a home run, then take their right hand and grab the barrel and hold the barrel of the bat for any amount of time.
Love that.
Like Kiki last night, Kiki hit the homer and then literally was holding the barrel of the bat walking down. And I was like, that is
little known fact. Kike Hernandez, Zach's favorite player in the league.
I love that.
True or false, Zach? True or false?
I love him.
That's your dream is to be Kike Hernandez.
The dude had so much fun. No matter what he's doing, he's just having fun hitting homers in the seventh inning of the NLCS game seven.
Zach,
he really enjoys baseball.
Zach, would you agree that lefties home runs are a lot cooler to watch though than righties?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I feel like that's just a fact of life.
No, yeah, absolutely. You can do so many more things as a lefty. Righty, you have to start moving that way. Like, you have to turn your whole direction. Lefty, you're going that way.
Yeah, so you can walk with a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited for the World Series. When does it start? Tomorrow already?
Yeah.
That's, I do. I will say the thing. I mean, obviously, like the neutral location thing probably sucks a little bit, but it helps move things along. Like, I feel like normally, like, there's the day off for travel, right, like, and it just kind of drags everything out a little bit. It's been nice having it. Like, I think the, like, that Dodger series went, it was seven straight days. Like, there was no off days in between any of them.
Yeah, there was no off days.
I'm all in on no off days in the playoffs, because you could see by the end of the series, like, what it does to the bullpen.
Yes. It makes you have to use everybody.
Yeah, you have to use your whole staff. And the World Series has just one off day.
When is it?
Five in a row. They play five in a row, and then they get Monday off, and then they play Tuesday, Wednesday.
Back to the Bellinger thing. Did you guys see that he separated his shoulder in the celebration with Kike Hernandez?
Did you see him in the outfield, the inning after?
He was like, yeah.
It was like holding out his arm.
him and Kike did like the forearm bash thing in midair, and he separated his shoulder.
It dude, came out of his pocket. I've always thought of the forearm bash. I'm like, that can't feel good. Like, you can't enjoy doing that.
No. I'll stick to high five.
I don't know. I've never hit a home run that big, obviously. Like, that's a massive home run. But also, like, I don't think I could get excited enough to hurt myself.
Hey, you don't know. You never know. Because game seven next year, say next year, NLCS, game seven, you hit a walk-off, something's getting hurt. Like, you're twisting. Something's happening. I'm sorry. Nothing serious. But something needs to be injured.
You would hope that you would save it to, like, Eloy in the White Sox were celebrating a walk-off or something. Eloy, like, twisted or broke his ankle or something.
Yeah.
Twisted his ankle. It's like, that can't happen. That can't happen. You got to play.
Sometimes.
Right, let's do screen time. We're getting away from ourselves.
Sorry.
This episode's going to be too long. Also, keep tweeting at us what you want to hear, what you want to do with the podcast.
I'm at 414.
I'm at 310.
You play video games. Doesn't count.
Why don't we do yesterday?
I haven't played any yet today.
Why don't we do yesterday so we can give them a full day?
Whoa. No,
we can do today's. Let's see.
No one said anything about yesterday. Yesterday mine was a Sunday.
Mine today is 323.
Don't be mad because I have the lowest. Don't try to switch the days because I got the lowest.
No, Ian doesn't have Ian actually has the highest because you have to put an hour forward.
Because he's an hour behind.
Interesting.
Hey, that's a good point, Zach. I like it. Ian's got four something.
Yep. Second place. Thank you.
Don't mind if I do. This episode was presented by Parse Rum.
Everybody loves Parse Rum. Go get your Parse. Every bottle saves a tree.
That's right. We're saving.
I actually just had a friend reach out that he went and got a bottle of Parse for the first time. And I, like everybody says, it's like, it's so good. It's 12-year being able to sip it. Like, I never thought I would sip rum, but this stuff's amazing. Is a cigar, has a little bottle of rum. He's all into it.
We should get a cigar sponsor next and be like, yeah, it goes perfect with Parse rum.
Nora,
get to work. What episode was this? 32? 33?
Whatever number episode this is, presented by Parse rum, the Compound Podcast.
Send in your, don't forget to follow the Compound accounts.
Compound accounts, T-shirt Tuesday, obvious shirts, Compound accounts, follow, comment, like, subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe.
Yep.
Maybe we'll get a shirt.
Yep.
Definitely not coming to you live from the compound.
Hey, everybody. It's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.